Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. This is a very exciting and special edition of In Focus because we've got some very exciting and special guests with us today. We are going to be learning about the Clean Water Matters Project that has been taking place at the Queen Elizabeth School in Perth. We've got a couple of teachers with us, Elena Tanner. Elena, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
And Stephanie Grant, another teacher who's with us. Stephanie, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And we've got the students, of course. So I would really, really like it if all the students could just say hi very excitedly right now.
Hi!
Awesome. That is fantastic. Okay, we're going to be talking to the students in just a couple of minutes here. But first, let's start with you, Elena. Tell us a little bit about the project itself, the Clean Water Matters Project. How did this come to be that you brought it to your students?
So the students, as part of their science classes, they were learning about water sources around the world, and they began to look at water scarcity in other countries. They were watching videos about a little girl who was having to trek quite a ways to go and fetch some water from a stream in Ethiopia. And they were feeling pretty fortunate to have clean drinking water here in Canada. And that opened up a conversation about how we actually have boil water advisories on reserves and that many families don't actually have access to clean water here. From there, they were feeling a little bit sad about it. So we decided to take those feelings and turn them into action. And they developed their project from there.
Madame Grant, this is an incredible learning opportunity for the kids. And it's always great when you can take real life situations and turn it into curriculum, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. It was really nice to do that because we had kind of a cross-curricular opportunity. We took what they were learning in their science class and then participated in a music songwriting workshop with various musicians, and the kids got to pick what they wanted their message to be. Their voices were recorded. They got to sing and pick out the music that they wanted in the background for their song, the rhythm that they wanted, and it turned out really, really well.
And these songs are available on YouTube, I do believe, and we're going to share something on our website a little bit later today as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, for sure. How quickly did you see the kids embrace this program? Madame Grant, we'll start with you.
Immediately. They were very much engaged in the entire project, really wanted to share their ideas and their thoughts and their concerns and empathy for the communities who don't have access to clean drinking water like we do here. We realize how fortunate we are to live in a place like Perth, Ontario, where we have access to what simple resources that we take for granted and don't realize that everyone in Canada doesn't have that. So it was kind of an eye-opening experience. They were really passionate about getting their ideas out there and raising awareness for this because they found it very unfair that there were children and other people in our country that were suffering and didn't have access to the same things as they did.
Now, Elena, I'll ask you this. Now, you're a little bit younger than I am. Well, a lot bit younger than I am. But you and I didn't have this type of curriculum offered to us. And I feel like we kind of missed out. It's so incredibly important that they're learning about just not just this particular issue with clean water, but Indigenous history as well.
Absolutely. It's a talking point that I've had with them quite a few times, actually, that I didn't learn about this in elementary school or high school. It was actually university. I happened to take a workshop, and it was at that point that I really started to learn about the conditions of schools up north and boil water advisories. And so I feel as though as teachers, we're in quite the position to help with reconciliation in this front, and that students are growing up learning about it right from the beginning. And learning that truth and then connecting with resources like the representatives from Dreamcatcher Foundation and Healthy First Nations, where they were able to come and share their stories with them firsthand. It was pretty amazing.
Absolutely. So as much as I've enjoyed speaking to both of you, I would really like to speak to the stars of the show now, if you don't mind. And I have a couple of questions for your students. And these are grades 2 and 3. Is that correct? All right. So I'm going to ask the first question and we'll see. I do believe I'm looking at this incredible group of smiling faces here, by the way. And we are putting their picture up on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. So please go and take a look at this wonderful group of children. So who's going to answer my first question here? All right. So we've got a girl in red up at the front here. What's your name? Yep.
Ada.
Ada? What a pretty name. Okay. All right. So how did you become interested in this project? Was it something your teacher brought to you and then you just thought, well, this is really interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what have you enjoyed most about it? Is it learning that you can make a difference in other kids' lives?
Yeah.
That's
And
pretty.
Adults.
And what?
Kids and adults.
Well, and that's exactly right, because you're dealing with an entire community, aren't you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that answer. The next question I have is, and we'll let another person answer this one, and we'll go with the young lady who is sitting right there with the blonde hair. It looks like you're wearing blue overalls. Yes, you. What's your name?
Katie.
Okay. What is the most important thing that you've learned over the course of this project?
That people in Canada don't have access to clean water, and they have to boil their water.
And it's really important that people have clean water, right? Do you feel very lucky that you can just turn on a tap and get clean water out of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's something like brushing your teeth or making food or whatever. So let's ask another question to another person. The young man who is right behind you, he's had his hand up the entire time with a red shirt on. Let me just see. What's your name, buddy?
Lisa.
Okay, here's your question. So what has this inspired you? Has it made you want to learn more about how you can help people who live on these indigenous reserves?
Yeah.
It has, right? And do you think that their lives should be made better?
Yeah.
Yeah? How would you like, what is another thing that you'd like to see made better when it comes to their lives?
Like, to have investments of homes?
That's a really good point. It is. And even, you know, there's kids there too. So I'm sure you'd like them to be able to have the opportunity to have fun doing things like playing hockey and riding bikes and, you know, things that you get to do pretty much every day, right? They're all nodding yes, which is fantastic. Okay. So let's do another question here. And I understand that there is a fundraiser that is going on to help make this a reality. So who would like to tell me about the special sale that you have going on? Who can talk about that? I'm seeing a young lady in the front wearing a pink and yellow shirt. Yep, that's you, and you, big smile. So tell us about how you're raising money to help these people.
We are doing fundraisers, and we made water bottle stickers to sell.
That's really cool. So you're selling these waterfall stickers, and the money that comes in from that, then you're putting towards this project. Is that right? And do you have one yourself? Do you have one of these stickers yourself?
I have basically every single one.
Ah, that's awesome. And where have you stuck yours? Like, where do you put them?
I hang them up in my room.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a great idea. And if they're stickers, they could go like on a water bottle too, couldn't they?
They're really good with sticking.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. I think what we'll do is I just want to ask about a special walk that you guys had last month. So who would like to answer that? Someone who hasn't spoken already about it. I'm seeing a I think it's a boy off to the right a little bit with a red shirt on, if I'm not mistaken. Right in the front row. Oh, no, it's a little girl. I apologize. I couldn't see you there, but you have the red shirt on. You're right in the front row there. What's your name?
Veda.
Yep, you.
Yeah, that's great. Do you want to?
Do you want to tell me about the special walk that you guys had?
I already talked.
Oh, you already talked? Well, that's really good of you.
All
So someone who hasn't spoken, who'd like to, okay, the boy with the black shirt, or actually, sorry, right here, yes, with the Under Armour shirt on. What's your name, bud?
Garrett.
All right, Garrett, so tell us about this walk that you guys had in March.
So we went for a walk, and we had Phoenix and Faith. They were leading us, and we went to Stewart Park, and they did like a ceremony thing, a water ceremony.
And that helped you learn a little bit more about the project and learn why it is so important that you're doing what you're doing, right? Excellent. Well, I got to tell you, kids, you guys did a great job in telling me all about this. And maybe Ms. Tanner, I'll speak to you just one more time. If you could just tell us a little bit more about the walk and the ceremony that took place. And really, this is, again, another incredible part of a curriculum that students in the past may not have had.
Yeah, so the Walk for Water was actually inspired by Josephine Mandeman. She years ago actually walked around all of the Great Lakes and organized a water walk from all of the from the northeast, south, and west of North America. And the women would meet in at Lake Superior, and they carried water from each of the coasts and met at Lake Superior and had their water ceremony there. And so Francine Desjardins was the woman who led us. And the students actually rallied the whole school. So we had 180 students who
Wow.
did this walk through the streets of Perth. Some of them were carrying signs. A few different classes jumped in, and they were carrying signs as well, to advocate for Indigenous rights to water and how human right water is a human right. And then it was a beautiful ceremony. They sang. Community members joined Francine, and they sang the water song called Nibby Wobble, and it was snowing all around us, and it was really quite special.
Absolutely. And Madame Grant, I'll end with you. I just want to ask you, as an educator, as a teacher, to see students embrace a project is always a special thing. What has it meant to you to watch the kids embrace this and want to do more to make a difference for those who don't have something as simple as clean water?
It really is so inspiring to be able to lead such a wonderful group of individuals and young minds at this school. They're so passionate about helping others and advocating for those that aren't having their own voices heard. And they've inspired not only our entire school, but our superintendent, who has extended the challenge to other schools around our school board, community members in our area. And we're getting a lot of positivity through our song and our message that's being shared on social media. And there's been a lot of support for our sticker fundraiser that we've been doing for it that Ms. Tanner has organized as well. Where the students designed their own clean water themed sticker and partnered with PDCI, correct?
Carlton Place High
Sorry,
School.
Carlton Place High School, where they use their printer at the school there to help us print these water bottle stickers that we could sell as a fundraiser. So it's been really special, really awesome. We knew the idea was going to be great. Ms. Tanner organized a wonderful project for the kids, but you don't ever really realize how big it's going to get and how much of an impact it's going to have until you're right in the middle of it and see how well this message has been shared. So I'm very proud and quite emotionally moved by these students for sure.
Absolutely, as I'm sure anyone who's listening to this conversation today is. And Elena, I'll end with you. If someone would like to learn a little bit more or maybe purchase one of these stickers to help out the cause, how would they go about doing so?
We have stickers available for sale at the office at Queen Elizabeth School in Perth. They're $2 each, or you can make a donation that for a larger amount. We also have a Clean Water Matters Facebook page that can be found online, and there's a post on there that has a fundraiser attached to it. And so far, the students have raised over $1,500.
Wow.
Which, with the filters costing about $75 per household, they have now helped about 20 families gain access to clean water.
That's incredible. I mean, it really is. And kids, I'm sure you can still hear me. What I would really like for all of you to do right now is to give me a nice round of applause for the work that you guys have done. So please clap your hands. Everybody, they're clapping their hands feverishly right now, which is fantastic. You guys have done a great job. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. Can you say goodbye to all our listeners? All righty. We really appreciate that. And of course, Stephanie Grant, Elena Tanner, teachers at Queen Elizabeth School here in Perth. Thank you to both of you as well. We really appreciate it. Again, if you'd like to purchase one of these stickers, just go to the office at the school and they can help you out. So again, Stephanie, Elena, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much
for having us.
This has been another edition of In Focus. If you'd like to learn more, just go to our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.